Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Poncho? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know my first guest tonight as the host of The Price is Right, which is celebrating 50 years on the air. Now let's meet our first guest, Drew Carey. Come on down. You're the first guest on The Late Show. Drew, where are you from?
I'm from Cleveland.
Uh-huh. Are you a little nervous?
A little nervous, yeah. This is my...
You're going to be great. Have a seat, everybody.
Thanks,
Drew Carey, everybody.
$1, Bob!
Do you have to keep up on the price of ordinary things in your life? Because people call you on the street and they're like, what's a pint of milk?
I don't know. No, people don't ask me that. I don't know anything when I go out. I don't know what games we're playing. They give me a list that they put on my desk in my dressing room, but I never look at it. So I'm just like, they point me to a spot, and I think, oh, we're probably playing this one game, or I can look behind the thing. But when it spins around, I know just what we're playing, and it's so easy.
Well, so you're enjoying it just like we are from home.
I get to work like a half hour before I have to go on stage.
Hey, and I mean this in all friendship. You.
Yeah, I know. I know. I hate to tell people.
Alex, of 14 years, what did you think when you got into this gig? What did you think it was going to be? And what did it turn out? What surprised you about the gig? How about that?
It's such a joyous, happy place. Like, you see people, everybody's there is rooting for a stranger to do well.
Wow.
Which you don't see anywhere. They're always like, oh, I hope that person loses, or kick that person off the island, or you know what I mean? It's always stuff like that.
Sure, sure, sure.
On Price is Right, it's like, yeah, screw CBS. Take all their money.
I only kind of work here, is what you're saying.
You know, it's such a thrill to come on a show where I can just swear and do dirty jokes, because I can't swear on The Price is Right.
Not even have it bleeped or anything like that.
No, nothing. You want a car? I can't do that.
They'd be so happy, though.
Holy see what happens, motherfucker, one car. I can't do that.
I heard, and I don't know how this is true or how you would know, but that Paul McCartney is a fan.
Yes. So I'm friends with this guy named Chris Holmes. Hi, Chris. How you doing? And before COVID, he was Paul McCartney's DJ. So he would open up
wait
the show.
Wait a second. Paul McCartney has a DJ?
That opens up the show for him.
Oh, I thought like for his weddings and stuff like that.
Well, he does like private, when they're having a party, he does that too.
Sure.
But he travels with Paul McCartney and he plays Beatles remixes that he does and covers and does a really nice set for an hour before the show starts. He gets everybody in the Beatles mood. And so I went to see him in Toronto and he goes, oh, I think I can get Paul to come do a meet and greet with you and get a picture. I go, that'd be great. So I go down in the basement of the arena and I'm waiting behind this, in front of this curtain thing to get a picture taken. And Paul McCartney eventually walks out and he has his hand out. He goes, hi, Drew. And he shakes my hand and I thought, oh, Chris told him who I was. That's how Paul McCartney knows that I'm here. And then he goes, you know, I love Price is Right. He goes, I watch trash TV all the time. It's one of my favorite shows. And I'm like, you what?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Like, huh? And then he goes, is it as fun as it seems? And he's asking me questions like that. And I was like, this is crazy. And then I'm like bouncing about that. Like, I can't even get it out of my head. Then I'm watching, I'm with Amy, and we're on the floor seats watching the show. And we have pretty good seats, you know, on the floor. We're watching the show, and we're up dancing in front of our little folding chairs, and they're doing Back in the USSR. Mm-hmm. And the end comes where he's doing the ooh-woo-woos, the Beach Boy part. And he goes, ooh-woo-woo-woo, and he looks right at me, and he goes, come on down to the Price is Right. Ooh-woo-woo-woo.
Wow. That's not bad.
Yeah.
And that's how you got there. Price is Right is how you got on Paul McCartney's radar.
I teared up. I couldn't help it.
I'm a little teared up just
hearing
about it.
It was insane. And then I got Chris to come with me. We were on Family Feud, and he also watches Family Feud. So he spent a whole time on our Family Feud introduction.
Wow.
Saying hi to Paul McCartney on Family Feud.
We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk about Drew's time in the Marines.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
People may not know this about you. I did because, you know, I've been working on your Wikipedia page for years.
Sure.
But you were in the Marine Reserve.
Yes,
there you
that's...
go. There you are. Leatherneck. Yeah. Devil dog.
I had my day.
There you go.
I had my day.
When did you join? How old were you?
I was 22 or something. So I was in for 6 years in the reserves, and I got out in 86. Mm-hmm. I got out, like, a few months after I started doing stand-up. So the whole time I was in the reserves, you still have to keep your hair cut short, even though it's once a month. Yeah. So I never really got to grow my hair out ever.
And this is the longest I've ever seen your hair.
This is the longest it's been since I was 18 or something, or 20. And I always promised myself I'm going to grow my hair down to my butt as soon as I get out of the Marine Corps, because I can't believe that I always had to keep it short all the time. And so I started doing stand-up, and I had my BCGs, my Marine Corps glasses on, and my suit, my buzz cut when I first started doing amateur nights, yep. And it caught on. And then I was like, ah, man, I'm stuck with this.
Well, I remember, and I want to talk about Carson here for a minute, is that I remember, I think it was the first time you went on Carson.
Yeah.
I watched it, and didn't you talk about people say, hey, you've got a great look?
Oh, yeah. That looked like my high school reunion picture.
Exactly. Right? And they would say, where'd you get that look? And you'd say, this is what I look like.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to take another quick break. But when we come back, I want to talk with Drew about his first appearance with Johnny Carson. Stick around.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The first time you're on The Tonight Show. And that's nice. But explain to people what it meant for Johnny to call over a comic. Because it's not something that really happens anymore. And there's no one else who actually could make it so meaningful than Johnny.
Nobody. It was like I was in show business the very next day. And I honestly tear up when I think about it because it was life changing. I was a club comic in the morning, and that Friday night I was in show business. And my manager's office, they did nothing but send out tapes to me, and I was getting calls. I was working in Chicago, so I had to fly back to Chicago to finish my week. When I got back to LA, every night that week, I did a set at the Improv for agents. And the first Monday night, 28 William Morris agents showed up to see me do stand-up. The head of the lit department, the head of the movie department, the head of the sitcom department, the head of the books department. They were all wanted to be in the Drew Carey business. It was crazy.
How would it happen? How would it happen, like, you know, when Johnny would call you over? What was the actual mechanics there? You knew nothing before you went out there?
I got picked to do the show on my first audition. I was at the Comedy Magic Club. And when I auditioned, I got picked on my first try. Jim McCauley picked the comics, and he said, oh, you got the show. And the comic world, my friends were all buzzing, like, I can't believe you got it on the first try, because that never happened, right?
Yeah.
You got auditioned for McCauley a bunch of times. And so I was on this list, and what they would do is if somebody couldn't make it, one of the stars or something, they would call a comic, and they would fill in. So I was staying at a friend of mine's house. I was working at the Comedy Magic Club because they saw me do stand-up for the first time and they invited me back to do a gig. So I went back like that November to work a week at the Comedy Magic Club, and Bob Saget invited me to come see a taping of Full House. So I'd worked with him on the road. So it was the Beach Boys episode, the famous Beach Boys episode of Full House. I was at that taping, and it was real exciting because I'd never been to a TV taping, and I had my suit with me and my little shaving kit and stuff, and I get to the Comedy Magic Club, and the MC goes, hey, you okay? He greets me at the door. And I go, yeah, I'm fine. What happened? And he goes, oh, I don't want to tell you. And he goes, what, my mom died? Just tell me. And he goes, Jim McCauley was trying to get a hold of you today to do The Tonight Show, but he couldn't find you, so he got Jeff Cesario to do it instead. Hi, Jeff.
Wow.
And I missed the call. And it took me three. Then I called McCauley on Monday, and I said, hey, I'm sorry I missed the call. I listened to the message machine when I got back to my friend's house, and it was just there was no cell phones back then, and I was just like, it was a disaster, one call after the next. Like,
yes.
Hey, I got 5 minutes. And I called him on Monday, and he said, I'm sorry you missed it too, but I'd like to see you again before I approve you for another set. So I was on the list, and now I'm off the list. And it took me 3 years to get back on the show, including 18 months of driving and just being on the road mm-hmm. after a breakup where I was like driving and crying all the time.
Sure.
Hi, Jackie.
but probably a better comic at the end of that.
I was so powerful. McCauley, let me go to the Improv. I'll try to wrap this up really quick. McCauley, let me go and see him again at the Improv. So I said, I'm back in town. It was after 3 years. And in May again, almost exactly 3 years, he came to see me, and HBO and Comedians was letting comics audition that night. So it was a lot of strong comics. And I went up in front of that packed crowd, and when I got done, they were chanting my name. That's how good I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice feeling.
I got The Tonight Show and HBO Young Comedians the same night. It was crazy.
Well, Drew, it's lovely to see you. Thank you so
much
for being here.
Thanks.
The primetime special celebrating 50 years of The Price is Right airs this Thursday at 9 p.m. on CBS. It's Drew Carey, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham. And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.